this morning on WCHL, the latest on the UNC football investigation, including accusations that the university is trying to cover up something bigger than is being reported, and a source close to the school refuting those accusations. UNC unveils its new sexual assault policy after more than a year of work by a special appointed task force.
They didn't all agree on everything the day they walked in that door. They took a deep dive on every single issue.
And Democrats have the upper hand in fundraising in the General Assembly ahead of the November election. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina football kicks off its season in less than 36 hours.
The next game is the most important game, and it's really the only game that this team has talked about.
Plus, we'll break down the local high school schedule for tonight and
a few things you may not know about Liberty University.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, we have 67 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy skies for a good portion of the day, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon. High today in the upper 90s or upper 80s, and we'll be up around 90 on Saturday and Sunday, so a couple of warm days on the way even after today. The older brother of UNC football player Jackson Boyer, who alleges he was assaulted by multiple members of his team, took to Twitter on Thursday calling for head coach Larry Fedora to be fired. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Cole Boyer, Twitter handle at CB Boyer, said yesterday that more than four players are responsible for the alleged injuries to his brothers. Quote, four players isn't even 25% of the group that assaulted my brother, leaving him unconscious and badly concussed, Cole tweeted. Meanwhile, a UNC source close to the football team countered Cole's tweet by saying that Coach Fedora learned about the incident the day after it occurred and that the university has been conducting an investigation ever since, without the cooperation of Jackson or his parents, who have refused to talk to anyone at UNC. Cole said in one of his tweets that he was granted leeway to say some of the things he has alleged. Quote, I've been cleared to share some broad details with the Twitter sphere, so UNC can't smear my brother, Cole tweeted. Coach Fedora announced the suspension of four players Wednesday evening for the violations of team policies. He did not explain what the violations were or if they were connected to the off-the-field incident. He said UNC's investigation into the allegations is ongoing by the Office of Student Affairs and that he is not involved in that investigation. The UNC source said that Jackson practiced with the team the day after the incident, but then missed several days while undergoing comprehensive examination and testing at UNC hospitals. The source said the doctors found no outward signs of an assault, but one test did reveal a slight concussion that may be related but could also be a football injury. Jackson has returned to practice and is scheduled to suit up with the Tar Heels for tomorrow night's opening game against Liberty in Kenan Stadium, according to the UNC source. Cole and a number of people had ongoing conversations over Twitter about the reports of Jackson's allegations that he was assaulted at the Aloft Hotel on NC-54 when the team was staying there during fall camp in early August. Chapel Hill Police confirmed there are no reports filed from that hotel in August. A receptionist at the hotel told the Daily Tar Heel that there are no filed reports of an incident. Jackson is a graduate of East Chapel Hill and walked onto the team last year. He is a redshirt freshman this year, and Coach Fedora said earlier this week that he has practiced with the team recently. Cole tweeted UNC is, quote, actively covering it up. Why was punishment issued one day after a national news story when coaches knew for 3 weeks, end quote. Coach Fedora said Wednesday that while the investigation was ongoing, he had learned enough to suspend four players. He said the decision of a one-game suspension is final and he doesn't foresee further suspensions for those players on the field. He said he also didn't expect any other players to be added to the list. The UNC source said that Chancellor Carol Folt has known about the incident for weeks and is all over the investigation into what actually happened. The source said there is nothing to cover up because the Boyer family is not cooperating and Jackson will not talk either. The source said that Jackson is scheduled to meet Monday with Dean of Students Winston Crisp, who is heading up the internal investigation. Yahoo Sports broke the story Wednesday, saying it was being investigated as possible hazing. The university has not said what it is investigating and has not used the word hazing. WCHL reached Cole on the phone yesterday, but he said he could not comment. His final tweet yesterday said, quote, that's it. I'm done on Twitter for a few days. I've done my part. Now let's see UNC do theirs and complete this investigation ethically, end quote. Calls to UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and Vice Chancellor for Communication Joel Curran were not returned last night. UNC said it will not comment on the situation and subsequent investigation until it has concluded. To see some of the Twitter conversations between Cole and others, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There is good news this morning from the university. UNC released its new comprehensive policy addressing sexual assault on Thursday, a process that was more than a year in the making. According to a release from UNC, the policy creates a streamlined process that defines prohibited behavior and clears up the way in which students can get support if they believe they are victimized. The policy also deals with discrimination, harassment, interpersonal violence, and stalking. UNC Chancellor Carol Foltz says this policy takes effect immediately.
I am very pleased with the announcement today because I think we've adopted a significantly improved policy on sexual violence and discrimination. I think it's going to make a great positive change.
UNC created a 22-member sexual assault task force in the spring of 2013 with the goal of creating a new sexual assault policy. The members were selected from a variety of different areas on campus, the student body, faculty, and staff members who specialize in this area. Chancellor Foltz says a variety of people involved is what makes the policy so strong.
They didn't all agree on everything the day they walked in that door. They took a deep dive on every single issue, and they worked it through to find a solution that I think we're all very proud of.
Director of the Carolina Women's Center, Christy Hurt, was selected to chair this group. When the group's monthly meetings began more than a year ago, she was serving as the interim Title IX coordinator, appointed by then-Chancellor Holden Thorpe, while a search committee looked for someone to fill the position on a permanent basis. On January 1st, Howard Callum was hired as the university's Title IX compliance coordinator. Hurt has continued to chair the Sexual Assault Task Force. She says she, too, is very proud that all the members of the group were able to put their concerns on the table and work together to find a solution. But she says the work doesn't stop there.
We've really embedded in the policy its own commitment to being evaluated and to revision and to having an advisory group really govern the ever moving pieces of this so that they're looking at that evaluation on a real-time basis so that we can change the process as we need to based on whatever evaluation data we're examining moving forward.
Multiple complaints were made against the university, including formal ones to the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. The case that drew the most attention was that of the UNC student Landon Gamble, who accused her ex-boyfriend of verbally and physically sexually assaulting her in the spring of 2012. That case was heard by the UNC Honor Court. The accused was found not guilty of rape, but guilty of verbal harassment. Until the announcement of the Sexual Assault Task Force, Gamble was often seen leading rallies on campus demanding reform of UNC's sexual assault policy. One of the major concerns of Gamble and others was that the student-led and faculty-advised honor court should not be in charge of ruling on sexual assault cases because of their sensitive nature. UNC News Services Director Karen Moon confirmed Gamble is enrolled as a full-time student and is listed as a junior this semester. She's listed as studying women's and gender studies in the College of Arts and Sciences. UNC's release outlined key issues the policy addresses, including an easier way for the campus community to access confidential support and additional help in reporting and responding to the situation. It also says the definition of prohibited actions are better defined. A new website was created to help everyone better understand this new policy. You can access that site via a link in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. About 150 people gathered to march around North Carolina's capital as a coalition led by North Carolina's NAACP wrapped up a week of demonstrations yesterday. The group circled the capital 7 times and stopped during each pass to allow speakers to address different themes, including labor and voting rights. The group is also gathering for a voting rights rally. Yesterday's rally coincided with the 51st anniversary of the March on Washington, led by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. NAACP leaders in several other states were planning protests at their own state capitals this month. North Carolina's demonstrations have been led by the organizers of the Moral Monday protests. Local Democrats running for state House and Senate seats are outstripping their Republican opponents when it comes to campaign fundraising. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
State Senator Valerie Fouché and Representative Greg Meyer are each running for office for the first time since being appointed to their positions last fall. But their relative newcomer status isn't proving a hindrance to high-dollar fundraising. According to campaign finance reports, Meyer has brought in more than $119,000 this election season. Of that, he spent about $50,000, leaving $69,700 in his campaign coffers. Meanwhile, Rod Cheney, the Republican challenger vying for the House 50 seat, has raised approximately $7,200 and spent about $2,000. In the race for Senate District 23, Fushi has raised $56,600 and spent $32,900, leaving her with $26,900 in the bank as the fall campaign season heats up. Fushi's opponent, Mary Lopez Carter, by contrast, has raised just $2,200 and spent half. In the House District 56 race, incumbent Verla Insko has brought in $117,000 and spent all but $33,000. Her opponent, Dave Carter, reports raising $517. He spent about $150 with $360 on hand. All candidates report receiving donations from political action committees. Meyer has received $7,000 from PACs, including $500 from the North Carolina Dental Society and $4,000 from fellow Representative Insko's campaign. He's donated $9,000 to other candidates or committees. Fushi reports collecting $8,650 from political action committees, including $5,000 from Lillian's List, $750 from McGuire Woods LLC, a Richmond-based lobbying firm representing attorneys. Insko received $5,000 in donations from PACs, including $1,000 each from the Nationwide Carolina Political Participation Fund, North Carolina Advocates for Justice, and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina Employee Political Action Committee. A large chunk of Insko's spending, about $65,000 worth, has gone to fund other campaigns, including at least $15,000 to the Democratic Party of North Carolina. Cheney, Carter, and Lopez Carter have received a combined total of $1,200 from the Orange County Republican Party. Lopez Carter accepted an additional $250 from the state Republican Party. You can find links to the full reports on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
And very quickly, news around town this morning. If you're heading to the Liberty game on Saturday, but you don't want to drive, Chapel Hill Transit is providing Tar Heel Express shuttle service before and after the game. Shuttles will start running from the Friday Center and University Mall park and ride lots at 3 o'clock and from the Southern Village and Jones Ferry Road park and rides at 4:30. Parking at University Mall, remember, will be limited because of construction there. Not nearly as many spaces as normal. Shuttles will also run from the Giles Horney Building on Airport Drive just off MLK, also starting at 4:30. Shuttles are $5 round trip, $3 one way. They will run for 45 minutes after the game. It's a great way to get to and from the football game. WCHL News Time is 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn.
Thank you very much, Ron. We've got similar traffic issues that we usually see in the morning. Right now, 15501 northbound and southbound, as well as NC 54 eastbound and westbound, seeing just minor to moderate delays. Look out for those taillights and be on the lookout for school buses as well. There still might be a few lingering here as we're trying to get these kids off to school. I-40 moving smoothly, though, and the area looking pretty good. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL. At WCHL Chapelboro, or you can give us a call, 919-967-8363. As always, we ask you to do it safely.
All right, Rand, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, let's check on your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. 67 degrees right now. Nice day, except for some clouds in the afternoon. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Our high today in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy, still 30% chance of rain with a low around 68. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a little warmer than we originally thought. Our high tomorrow about 90. Should cool down a little bit in time for the football game by 6 p.m. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low about 70. And then on Sunday, still high around 90, but a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon. It's 8:17 at WCHL.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
Jones Angel.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ron. Do you think this is the case, too? I think you sound like a young man.
818. Hey, Jones, you ready to play the football game tomorrow?
Ron, yes. Yeah, hey, you get to that point in every preseason where it's just time to play the game, and we have reached that. We may have reached that point a couple of days ago, honestly, Ron, but we have reached that point where it is just time to play the game. So I think everybody's excited. I think everybody's ready to go, and Should be a fun season of Carolina football, and looking forward to getting it started.
Yeah, I think this has been the longest preseason and the longest offseason in the history of college football. But, Tar Heels expecting to see two quarterbacks. We don't know who's going to take the opening snap tomorrow, but I think it's safe to say that we're going to see a lot of both Marquise Williams and Mitch Trubisky at Keenan Stadium tomorrow night.
Yeah, they're both going to play. I don't think there's any question about that. I honestly do not know which one of them is going to start, Ron. It really has been one of the best kept secrets around Carolina football. So it would be interesting to see who Carolina ends up sending out there first. But I think the most notable thing about this quarterback competition is that both of these guys have gotten better throughout it. And they've become closer together. They've become better friends. They realize they're working for the same goal. And they realize they both want Carolina to be a good football team. And it may take, and Carolina may be able to reach that to its highest level with both of those guys playing at the quarterback and playing well. So I expect we'll see them both, particularly early in the year, and then maybe see where we go after that. But both those guys, I do know this, and I'm sure you've heard it as well, Larry Fedora feels like he can win. His team can win with either one of those guys, so they feel good about both of them.
Yeah, it's great to have such good options, that's for sure. And, I wish we could get started with the Carolina football season without distractions. We've had a lot of distractions. And, of course, they've tried very hard to keep their focus on this game against Liberty tomorrow. Do you think these guys will be focused properly when they go out there tomorrow and ready for this actual season to begin?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it has been such a long wait, 245 days, as Larry Fedora likes to remind everybody, since Carolina last played a game. It's been a long time. There's been a lot of work that's gone into getting ready for this, whether it was spring practice or just summer workouts or training camp here the last month or all the film study and the extra work that you do on your own. Whatever it is, there's been a lot of work that's gone into this moment to get things started. So, if there's any time to be focused and ready, no matter what else is happening around you, you think it'd be now. So I think Carolina will be ready to go. I think they'll be ready to play near their best, and Carolina needs to play well. I mean, Liberty, certainly the Tar Heels are bigger, stronger, faster than the Flames, but Liberty is an experienced team. It's a team that's not just going to hand Carolina this game. The Tar Heels need to play well to make it happen, and I think they'll be ready to do so.
Jones, I might surprise you a little bit with this question. Sorry, I didn't give you a chance to prepare, but I know that you've seen some of the preseason practices and all this kind of thing. Is there one player in particular who has impressed you during the preseason that Carolina fans ought to watch out for, not just tomorrow, but for the whole season?
Sure. You know, there's been plenty of guys who I think have played really well. I'll give you a couple, Ron. I'll give you one on each side of the ball. You know, I think Romar Morris has played really well at the tailback spot for Carolina. And you know, we've heard a lot about T.J. Logan, the sophomore from Greensboro, had such a great second half of last year when he got healthy. And, of course, Elijah Hood has come in with a lot of excitement because of his talent set as the rookie out of Charlotte. And both those guys are really good. But I think it's a credit to Romar Morris, the junior from Charlotte, that he didn't just go, oh, well, there's some younger guys who are ahead of me now on the depth chart. I'm done with this. I mean, he's just worked harder. He's continued to improve. And I think he and Chris Francis, the sophomore from Durham, all four of those guys are going to play. And all four of those guys are going to have a role within the tailback position for Carolina this season. And Romar is a huge part of the Tar Heels special teams as well. So I think he has stood out just in someone that has really worked hard. And then on the defensive side, I'll look at Dwan Drennan, the defensive end, the redshirt freshman, who has really was not slated to be the starter at the beginning of training camp at that spot, but he reached out and grabbed that position and has played well. Now, there are going to be some hiccups with a guy playing college level for the very first time. You don't know how he'll react. You don't know how quickly he's going to be gassed on that first series when all the adrenaline finally empties out. But he's a guy who I think long-term is somebody that can be really good for Carolina up front and has earned that position in the defensive end spot.
Well, Jones, we're going to look forward to hearing you, and I'm looking forward to seeing what phrases you come up with this year when Carolina does something exciting. And I will also look forward to talking to you during Countdown to Kickoff starting tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Always enjoy it, Ron. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. It's 8:23 at WCHL. Now more championship sports. Number 23 North Carolina football team looks to shrug off the recent off-the-field incident and the loss of two starting quarterbacks in the starting lineup when the Tar Heels host defending Big South champ Liberty Flames, their co-champions anyway, at 6 p.m. tomorrow, this season opener. Here's WCHL's Matt Oakes with a quick look at what's going on the field tomorrow.
Both UNC and Liberty are looking to build off the momentum of strong finishes in 2013. Carolina emerged victorious in six out of its last seven contests, including a romp over Cincinnati in the Belk Bowl, while Liberty closed with five straight wins. Saturday's matchup is the maiden meeting between the Tar Heels and Flames on the football field. Return specialist and wide receiver Ryan Switzer says he's just happy the game is at home. He says playing inside Keenan Stadium is a big deal.
I'm not sure. I think it helps our first games at home. You know, opening up, you know, away from home, you know, having to take a plane. I think that's always tough. But, you know, now that we got a home game in front of our own fans, you know, people we're comfortable playing in front of, I think that's going to help a lot.
Switzer says even though this year's opener isn't nearly as high profile as the game at South Carolina a season ago, the Tar Heels can't afford to overlook the Flames.
Last year, South Carolina, obviously, you got Jadeveon Clowney and that kind of defense. So I think, you know, Cuis is going to feel a little bit more comfortable knowing they don't got those guys running after him. But, you know, still got to take every game, you know, like it's the South Carolina.
No matter who ultimately takes the opening snap for the Tar Heel offense, both junior Marquis Williams and redshirt freshman Mitch Trubisky will see significant minutes in week one. Junior offensive guard Landon Turner is responsible for protecting the quarterbacks and says the upperclassmen will keep the underclassmen from looking past week one. Turner says he's confident his teammates won't be underestimating their FCS opponent this weekend.
You know, experience. I've been in some tough games. I've been in games we should have won and we didn't. And that's when it's on the older guys to remind the younger guys, you know, and ourselves that we can't look past. You know, it's just being disciplined enough to keep reminding ourselves we can't look past this game, and none of us really have. I feel pretty confident that everyone's been really locked in on Liberty.
UNC head coach Larry Fedora echoes the sentiments of his players, saying this is the only game that matters right now. He says he expects a tough challenge from Liberty.
You know, the next game is the most important game, and it's really the only game that this team has talked about. I mean, and that's something that was emphasized from the very beginning. That's it. There's nothing else. And when anybody asks about anything else in the schedule, I hope to a man they've all answered it the right way, because that's where our focus is. And I'm going to tell you, this is a good football team.
Liberty in Carolina tomorrow at 6 p.m. Keenan Stadium. There's a lot more to that story. You can get it on our website at chapelbrew.com. It's 8:26. I'm Rod Stutz, and Kevin Best of UNC Athletics joins us now. And Kevin, I know going into the season, a lot of other schools around have had some problems with injuries to some key players, but so far, to my knowledge, we seem to be in pretty good shape. How are we injury-wise going into tomorrow's game?
Well, you're exactly right, Ron. We are in pretty good shape. You know, it's not something that Coach Fedora really discusses a whole lot, but this particular training camp, he hasn't had to discuss it very much because we've had very few injuries. And the ones we've had have been guys maybe just nicked up, missed for a day or two and come back to practice. So, you know, in the time that I've been here, 15, 20 years or so, it's about the healthiest training camp I can ever remember. So that's a good sign.
That is really great to hear. And I know that we had some big holes to fill on the offensive line and the defensive line for Carolina. And I'm hearing that the front guys right now, the starters, are all playing really well. But we're a little bit thin. And I suppose that, you know, injuries during the season, and they are inevitable, might affect the Tar Heels quite a bit. And that could be a problem down the road.
Yeah, we're a little thinner than we want to be, especially on defensive line at this point. But got some young guys there that I think people are going to see for the first time this weekend, and I think they're going to impress some people. Guys like Dewan Drennan, a defensive end, and Nazir Jones, a defensive tackle. I mean, these are guys who redshirted last year, got bigger, got stronger. I mean, Nazir Jones put on 30 pounds. I mean, he's huge, and
wow.
He looks like some of the defensive tackles we've had here that have gone on to. Good to start them, if you will, at college or on into the NFL. But in the offensive line, we've got the players there. We're a little bit deeper there at offensive line, so that's good as well.
Well, I asked Jones Angel this question a little while ago. Is there one player in particular that you can think of right now after watching him in the preseason that the fans should watch out for, not just tomorrow, but also during the season?
Well, you know, we have a lot of good running backs. And it's probably the position that we're the deepest at. And I think one guy, though, out of those four that maybe has been forgotten, to me, was the most impressive in camp was Romar Morris.
That's exactly what Jones said.
Is it really? Wow, I had no idea.
He's been kind of the forgotten man. There's been a lot of people talking about the others, but not so much Romar.
Yeah, and he was good in spring ball when we were in Greensboro and Charlotte. I remember specifically those scrimmages. And then, he stood out almost every time that you watch practice. And so he has been the forgotten man. A lot of people have talked about the freshman Elijah Hood. Elijah's going to be really good for us. T.J. Logan's going to be really good. And Chris Francis is really good. He can do a lot of different things. But Romar is really fast, probably on the field might be one of the fastest guys. So it'll be fun to see how we use him this year. I mean, I think with as many guys as we have at that position, you'll probably see us move some of those guys out into the slot as a wide receiver or just try to be more creative in getting those guys touches.
Some really good options to have, that's for sure. And really looking forward to the season opener tomorrow. And, Kevin, we appreciate I know you got a lot on your plate right now. We appreciate your taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Ron.
It's 8:29 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
A few things you may not know about Liberty University. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, whose football team takes the field Saturday night at Carolina, has a residential enrollment of 12,600 and more than 90,000 online students. Including that internet student body, Liberty is the largest evangelical Christian university in the world. The nation's largest nonprofit university and seventh largest four-year university, and by far the largest university in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It was also started by the late Reverend Jerry Falwell, who became one of the most famous TV evangelists and is now run by his son, Jerry Jr. At one point, although I'm not sure what point that was, Falwell Sr. did not allow students to dance on campus. That probably led them directly to other things, some of which are banned at Brigham Young, the most famous religious institution of learning in America. Liberty describes itself as a Christian academic community. Its stated mission and aims emphasize both the intellectual and spiritual development of the institution's students who are held to the Liberty Way, a code of behavioral conduct. I hope it lasts longer than the Carolina Way did in Chapel Hill. Liberty's athletic teams have moved up to Division I and currently play in the Big South Conference. Their stated goal is to be in the same league, which is the Conference USA, with Virginia neighbor Old Dominion, or the Atlantic 10 with Richmond and Virginia Commonwealth. Liberty's nickname is the Flames, and they have the grandson of one of Carolina's most decorated athletes, four-sport letterman Albert Long of Durham, on their football roster. Their most famous basketball player, at least to us, was Seth Curry, who left after one season for Duke, where he became a feared outside shooter. Not quite as quick or all-around good as his all-pro brother, Stephon, Seth played last season in the NBA D-League. This coming season is anyone's guess. Now, if you're just dying to learn even more about Liberty University and its football Flames, tune into The Good Sports with Bob Lee and me Saturday at 4 p.m. after countdown to kickoff with Ron at 3. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Thank you very much, Art. And again, that is the UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Homes, broadcasting live tomorrow from in front of University United Methodist Church. That's the one with a great big steeple there, which is under construction. They're doing it, doing a new thing. But we will be there on the lawn right behind the stone wall, and we hope you will come by and visit with us. We'll have lots of fun and games and lots of reasons for coming down, being part of the excitement. I want to mention one other thing sports-related that we didn't have time for a moment ago. Week 2 of high school football on WCHL features an intriguing contest between the 1-0 Carrboro Jaguars and the 0-1 East Chapel Hill Wildcats. That matchup pits two teams led by new head coaches. The Wildcats struggled to find their form in a blowout loss to the Northwood Chargers last week. Jags were able to defend their home turf in Week 1 and claim a thrilling back-and-forth win against upstart Cedar Ridge. Paul Connell and Chris Casey will have the call of the 7:30 p.m. kickoff right here on WCHL. Now, in addition to that one, we'll stream the high school gridiron showdown between the 1-0 Orange Panthers and 0-1 Northern Durham online. You can find the details of the broadcast online. Jeff Hamlin will have the call for you tonight at 7 o'clock live from Durham. And don't forget to start your evening off with a grid with Matt and Matt, WCHL's high school football pregame show hosted by Matt Oakes and Matt Paul. It all starts at 6 p.m. It's 8:33, running a little behind schedule this morning. More local news on the way right after this.
Coleman, Unton, and Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite. Our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. As summer comes to an end, you might want to consider turning a business trip into a family vacation. Did you know that there are tax benefits when combining business travel with vacation pleasure? This is both a great way to fund a portion of your vacation costs, as well as maximize your tax savings by deducting expenses directly related to business. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Huntsman, and Brown. And you can find more on chapelboro.com.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
It's the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point with the best savings of the summer. The best. Drive off in a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, CVT LX, or with no money down.
No money down.
That's right. Zero due at signing, zero security deposit, zero first month payment. The time to buy is now during the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point.
Crown Honda.
Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and southpointhonda.com.
Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See deal for details. Expires 9/2/14.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
UNC Healthcare is honored to receive the 2014 U.S. Secretary of Defense Freedom Award. The Freedom Award is the nation's highest honor, given to employers for exceptional support of employees serving in the National Guard and Reserve. At UNC Healthcare, we're proud to be recognized for this prestigious honor, but not nearly as proud as we are of the dedicated men and women who protect the freedom of our nation. To learn more, visit unchealthcare.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Ace Mosquito Control. It's 50% off residential mosquito control service. You can choose from two options: mosquito barrier spray for up to half acre or up to 1 acre. Ace Mosquito Control is committed to providing an easy, environmentally safe, and low-cost application that eliminates 90 to 95% of mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas from your property for up to 21 days. It's half off from Ace Mosquito Control, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by UNC Athletics. Carolina football kicks off the season tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You can still have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. Buy a Carolina football family pack, 4 tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina football family pack. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, probably late in the day. High today in the upper 80s. It'll be warm tomorrow with a high of about 90, although we will have mostly sunshine. Tomorrow night, low 70. On Sunday, we'll be up to 90 as well, but a big chance of rain late in the day.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:37 at WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. Our top story today, the older brother of Carolina football player Jackson Boyer, who alleges he was assaulted by multiple members of his team, took to Twitter on Thursday calling for head coach Larry Fedora to be fired. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on the story.
Cole Boyer, Twitter handle at CB Boyer, said yesterday that more than four players are responsible for the alleged injuries to his brothers. Quote, four players isn't even 25% of the group that assaulted my brother, leaving him unconscious and badly concussed, Cole tweeted. Meanwhile, a UNC source close to the football team countered Cole's tweet by saying that Coach Fedora learned about the incident the day after it occurred and that the university has been conducting an investigation ever since, without the cooperation of Jackson or his parents, who have refused to talk to anyone at UNC. Cole said in one of his tweets that he was granted leeway to say some of the things he has alleged. Quote, "I've been cleared to share some broad details with the Twitter sphere, so UNC can't smear my brother," Cole tweeted. Coach Fedora announced the suspension of four players Wednesday evening for the violations of team policies. He did not explain what the violations were or if they were connected to the off-the-field incident. He said UNC's investigation into the allegations is ongoing by the Office of Student Affairs and that he is not involved in that investigation. The UNC source said that Jackson practiced with the team the day after the incident, but then missed several days while undergoing comprehensive examination and testing at UNC hospitals. The source said the doctors found no outward signs of an assault, but one test did reveal a slight concussion that may be related but could also be a football injury. Jackson has returned to practice and is scheduled to suit up with the Tar Heels for tomorrow night's opening game against Liberty in Kenan Stadium, according to the UNC source. Cole and a number of people had ongoing conversations over Twitter about the reports of Jackson's allegations that he was assaulted at the Aloft Hotel on NC-54 when the team was staying there during fall camp in early August. Chapel Hill Police confirmed there are no reports filed from that hotel in August. A receptionist at the hotel told the Daily Tar Heel that there are no filed reports of an incident. Jackson is a graduate of East Chapel Hill and walked onto the team last year. He is a redshirt freshman this year, and Coach Fedora said earlier this week that he has practiced with the team recently. Cole tweeted UNC is, quote, "actively covering it up. Why was punishment issued one day after a national news story when coaches knew for 3 weeks?" End quote. Coach Fedora said Wednesday that while the investigation was ongoing, he had learned enough to suspend four players. He said the decision of a one-game suspension is final and he doesn't foresee further suspensions for those players on the field. He said he also didn't expect any other players to be added to the list. The UNC source said that Chancellor Carol Folt has known about the incident for weeks and is all over the investigation into what actually happened. The source said there is nothing to cover up because the Boyer family is not cooperating and Jackson will not talk either. The source said that Jackson is scheduled to meet Monday with Dean of Students Winston Crisp, who is heading up the internal investigation. Yahoo Sports broke the story Wednesday, saying it was being investigated as possible hazing. The university has not said what it is investigating and has not used the word hazing. WCHL reached Cole on the phone yesterday, but he said he could not comment. His final tweet yesterday said, quote, "That's it. I'm done on Twitter for a few days. I've done my part. Now let's see UNC do theirs and complete this investigation ethically," end quote. Calls to UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and Vice Chancellor for Communication Joel Curran were not returned last night. UNC said it will not comment on the situation and subsequent investigation until it has concluded. To see some of the Twitter conversations between Cole and others, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
841 at WCHL. We have 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the upper 80s. Coming up, we have today's commentary from Raleigh Mann, who says, "There goes the neighborhood." He's talking about the homeless shelter for men that's about to be constructed on Martin Luther King Boulevard. And we also will hear from D.G. Martin in just a few minutes.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, "Why would you call anyone else?" I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you.
Okay, enough. Let's talk about the real stuff like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
It's the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point with the best savings of the summer.
The best.
Drive off in a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, CVT LX, or with no money down.
No money down.
That's right. Zero due at signing, zero security deposit, zero first month's payment.
Zero.
The time to buy is now during the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point.
Crown Honda.
Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for details. Expires 9/2/14.
Lisa's call came in when she was at the grocery store. Her phone rang and everything changed. Mom had had a stroke. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. She thought she'd have more time, but she never knew how to get the conversation started. Now she'd have to make decisions on behalf of a mother whose wishes she knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
At Great Outdoor Provision Company, we are passionate about adventure. That's why we're excited to announce the return of the National Geographic Radical Reels Tour for 2014. Friday, September 5th, join us at the Varsity Theater for an evening of the steepest and deepest in high-adrenaline outdoor sports films. Hurdle down untouched powder, feel the spray of cold whitewater descents, all from the comfort of a warm, dry chair. Tickets are available at our Eastgate store, so come reserve yours today and discover more events in your area at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
It's 8:40.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Well, there goes the neighborhood. That has been the concern of the people who are uncomfortable with the thought of homeless men living near them. Yes, I'm talking about the Interfaith Council's new community house for homeless men that's about to be built on Martin Luther King Boulevard, just north of Homestead Road. A $500,000 grant from the Federal Home Loan Bank in Atlanta, plus $1 million from the State Employees Credit Union, have guaranteed that this long-awaited project now can go forward. Work on it should start next month, and the building should be ready to open in about a year. This new two-story center will replace the overcrowded downtown shelter on Rosemary Street with a 52-bed transitional facility that will include medical and dental care and counseling services to help residents reach the point where they can live independently and contribute to the community. That's important, says John Dorward, the IFC's executive director. That's our goal. What the shelter will not have is sex offenders. Dorward emphasizes that these men are not predators. Everyone is thoroughly screened before being accepted for admission. Chapel Hill and Orange County are among the most affluent communities in our state, yet our poverty rate is among the state's highest. We have a wide gap here between the haves and have-nots, and some people end up homeless. The new IFC SECU Community House offers us something to celebrate in this community that manages to help people achieve better lives, often despite intense opposition. And for those who have opposed this facility, there's good news. A good neighbor plan adopted by town officials has created an advisory committee populated by neighbors of the center, people who feel strongly about this place and who have a stake in its success. These advisors will start meeting in January, several months before the place opens. The community will continue to have a voice and it will be heard. And that, my friends, is important. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Why would 300-plus public school teachers storm the Chapel Hill American Legion Hall last week? Hint, every one of them was happy. Well, thanks to the efforts of the Chapel Hill Carborough Public School Foundation and the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club, with help from the Sunrise and Downtown Clubs, each of those teachers was able to choose $75 worth of supplies for use in the classroom. And these are much needed supplies, which the teachers would have had to buy themselves or do without. At a time when teachers are underpaid and having to purchase their own classroom supplies, it gets more and more painful for them. Well, 8 years ago, the foundation and the Rotarians organized the Teacher Supply Store to respond to the teachers' needs. And since then, for 2 days every August, this project provides an opportunity for hundreds of teachers to shop for classroom supplies without charge. This year, with the help of Staples and many local businesses and generous individuals, Rotarians raised about $34,000 to purchase the supplies. And foundation leaders, Suki Newton and Allison Worthy, coordinated the invitations to the teachers, and then they went out and purchased supplies. Worthy explained that they made a special effort to get rock-bottom prices on as many items as possible. She gave a lot of credit to the manager and assistant manager at Staples, who price-matched and gave us deep discounts, Worthy said. Worthy and Newton have been working with the Rotarians every year for 8 years, and Worthy says that they love doing it. Well, on the day before the store opened, all these old Rotarians got together and loaded supplies onto trucks and took them to the Legion Hall and unloaded them, and at the direction of Newton and Worthy, they unpacked them and then arranged them on the tables for convenient selection by the teachers. The next day, more Rotarians and foundation directors and other volunteers greeted the teachers, gave each one of them a $75 voucher, and then helped them find the paper and notebooks and pencils and hand sanitizers and tissues and all these other needed items. It was a great day. And Rotary project leader Daniel Corley explained why the project was worth all the efforts. And here's what he said. He said it puts very basic need items at the teacher's disposal for free to help jumpstart their year. But more importantly, it shows the teachers that people in this community care about what they do, and it offers a very tangible morale boost to begin the school year off on a positive note. And Chapel Hill School Superintendent Tom Frisella agreed. He said, at a time when teachers are beat down and feeling unappreciated by their government, the teacher supply store lets them know that the community values them. And Frisella continued, I saw a lot of smiley faces on teachers today. It was one of the best things that could happen. And for me, it's just another reason why we are so blessed to live in a community that cares. This is D.G. Martin.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey-rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Touchdown, Carolina!
The beginning of the Carolina football season will be here soon. The Tar Heels will open with a home game against Liberty Saturday at 6 p.m. in Keenan Stadium. You can count on Countdown to Kickoff starting at 3 only on your News Talk and Tar Heel station. All the games, all season, pregame and postgame coverage also streaming live on chapelboro.com. The tradition continues with Carolina football right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Tar Heels, down he goes!
It is an exciting location for tomorrow's pregame coverage. We'll be right in front of University United Methodist Church in the middle of downtown Chapel Hill. That's the one with a great big steeple there. We'll be broadcasting live with the UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Homes. And right after Countdown to Kickoff, we'll go right into the good sports with Artsy and Bob Lee. And then we'll join the network for complete coverage there with Jones and the whole crew. And also our pregame coverage, our exclusive pregame coverage, coverage on WCHL is broadcast on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and also streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. And don't forget to join us for post-game coverage as well on the Heels with Paul Connell and Brian Chikos. Carolina football kicks out the season tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. By a Carolina football family pack, 4 tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. That is quite a bargain. You buy the tickets on a regular basis, and they're $50 a piece, so that's a $200 value right there. But you get all that stuff, all 4 tickets, and all the other stuff, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com, click on the Carolina football family pack, and there you go. That's how you make it happen. All right, it's a terrific deal. Hope you will be there in Keenan Stadium for the season opener. It is 8:54 at WCHL. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? What is the word? Rather common word. You hear it a lot. And I would like for you to call me right now and tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. If you're the first to do that, then we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. The word of the day is always brought to you by your friends at Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? You can call me right now at 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jimmy Nida, Captain of Operations for the Orange County Sheriff's Department, recently announced that he was retiring. We have Charles Blackwood, the sheriff-elect in Orange County. And Charles, I know that you've known Jimmy Nida a long time and you've had the opportunity to work with him. Why is he so special?
Jimmy is local. He's a hometown guy. Grew up here in Chapel Hill, went to Chapel Hill High School, and I believe he worked for a little while at the University of North Carolina with the hospital fleet. Coming to us. Jimmy's just one of those guys that knew the area, he knew the people, he had a great personality, very analytical in his thinking, and there wasn't ever a task that was too big for him to handle, and he wasn't ever worried about taking one on, and he always exceeded our expectations when following through with whatever we tasked him to do.
It sounds like Jimmy Nida was very instrumental in the operation of the Sheriff's Department for a very long time. How long was he there?
He was with us 30 years. He came up through patrol and became a patrol supervisor. And after that, he took the step up into the administrative rank, working as a captain. And it was a captain's duty. He was under the patrol division, responsible for keeping up with all 4 of the squads and the supervisors that worked within the patrol division. And when I left December of 2012, he took over a number of my duties as well and has handled those quite well. And it's just going to be tough to figure out how to carry on without him. I'm sure that someone will step into those shoes and do their best to fill them. But people like Jimmy are not easy to come by, and he will be missed.
What is he going to do after he has stepped down now? And do you plan on maybe making some use of his expertise after you take over as sheriff?
Well, that's certainly one of the conversations that we've had. We've got a number of things that we've talked about, but the first thing anybody wants to do when they retire is spend a little bit of time with their family. They're traveling, they want to travel, they've got some time to figure out exactly what they're going to do with their time, and then after that, we'll see where we go. But right now, I'm just excited for him, and I know he's excited to be able to get away. It's just now a learning experience for him, and I told him the other morning that he probably would be back, so we'll see how that goes. I certainly hope he finds a way to help shoulder some of the load at the sheriff's office for me.
Well, certainly he has worked hard over a very long period of time and has been such an important part of law and order here in Orange County. And Jimmy Nida is today's WCHL hometown hero. Charles Blackwood, thanks for telling us all about him.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you, WCHL, for caring.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile no matter the brand, we promise.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say, we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump.
Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Only at Cruisers. Good to go.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Ace Mosquito Control. It's 50% off residential mosquito control service. You can choose from two options, mosquito barrier spray for up to half acre or up to 1 acre. Ace Mosquito Control is committed to providing an easy, environmentally safe, and low-cost application that eliminates 90 to 95% of mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas from your property for up to 21 days. It's half off from Ace Mosquito Control, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Congratulations, Jane Nicholson, who called in with the word of the day. It is cruller, C-R-U-L-L-E-R. It's a donut-like pastry, originally a French word, cruller. And Jane gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much. Wayne Pond will have another word for you right nearly on Monday morning. Well, it looks like a pretty good day. Mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers later on in the day. High today about 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, still a chance of rain with a low of 68. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high about 90. A hot Saturday, high 90 on Sunday as well. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. Could be 1,000 Russian troops who are now inside eastern Ukraine. Anders Fogh Rasmussen, NATO's Secretary General, not happy about that.
This is a blatant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer told CBS this morning.
President Vladimir Putin has addressed a youth group at home in Russia where he said the Ukrainians and the Russians are practically one people. Well, whatever he said, proof is mounting that in a bold escalation, the Russian military has sent both troops and heavy fighting equipment into Ukraine. The goal seems to be to help pro-Russian rebels who were losing ground to the Ukrainian army.
Might there be more sanctions put in place against Russia? European Union leaders are discussing that today. Aerial surveillance over Syria already taking place. A plan for airstrikes to take out ISIS terrorists is being developed by the White House. Since the Syrian civil war began, 3 million of its people have become refugees, according to the UN High Commission on Refugees. Spokesman Adrian Edwards Skypes on where those refugees have wound up.
Lebanon, for example, well over 1 million people, 1 million Syrian refugees there. Jordan also has a very large refugee population, about 600,000. Turkey, 800,000.
In this country, in a medically induced coma in a New York City hospital, comedian Joan Rivers. She stopped breathing during a vocal cord procedure at a doctor's office. WCBS-TV's Dave Carlin says Rivers' daughter, Melissa, issued a statement.
I want to thank everyone for the overwhelming love and support for my mother. She is resting comfortably and is with our family. We ask that you continue to keep her in your thoughts and prayers.
Joan Rivers is 81. Right when they show up, some new college students have to take a test, and it has nothing to do with academics. Here's reporter Larry Miller.
Colleges are worried that students arriving from West Africa could be infected with the often deadly Ebola virus. While the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have no specific recommendations, some universities drafted their own health checks, and on enrollment, will ask these students to track their temperature and any symptoms for 21 days. The government says around 10,000 students